Episode 1981, Tear Down the Walls.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? I know we're already in the weekend, but you know what? Days just add up. And when you're kind of feeling like everything's coming down around you, how can you lift yourself up? You know what? Today, it's relationship builders. I want you to stop and drop everything. And I want you to think about your relationship with your spouse. It's time to tear down the walls. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, actions and words reflect your connection to your spouse. Don't be alone in your marriage any longer. Tear down the walls. Walls just get in the way of what is supposed to be beautiful and a one of a kind shared by two people. But when the walls run your everyday, how can you escape this craziness and chaos? Now, it's important to understand how these walls are built up. And over time, through circumstances and experiences on both sides, walls are formed usually as a protection measure. No one wants to repeat any memory attached to pain. So take yourself, for instance. What walls might you be building up and you really don't even realize that you're doing it? When we look at how walls are built and we look at it just from the perspective of pain, there are lots of other reasons why walls are built. But for right now, for simplicity's sake, we're going to keep it to just focusing on the pain aspect. Because when you do that, these walls are basically providing a feeling of what? Comfort. It's a uniformed, safe place. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a positive thing always, because if walls are going up, that usually means something's on the outside. And a lot of times, it's your spouse. That's what's on the other side. So you have this wall in between you. If you really want to have a dynamic marriage, you have to be willing to tear down the walls. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Tear down the walls. And these walls are not walls one would commonly think of. It's walls built from insecurities, our own insecurities. Now that makes us even more uncomfortable because that means we have to do some reflection. And we don't like looking at ourselves in the mirror. And it's not just because we're getting older. Yeah, go back to yesterday's episode. I'm practically a dinosaur. Yeah, it's not about that. It's not about age. It's truly about understanding where we are as an individual. We need to understand that first so we can be a better couple. And a lot of people are just like, oh, I'm going to keep pointing fingers. Yeah, you made that mistake. You're still making that mistake. Oh, wait. And what about this too? You're not going to get anywhere. Your marriage is on shaky ground. An earthquake could be around the corner. And that's not what you want for your marriage. The way these walls come down, though, is understanding how they went up. Less is more. Now, this is a little different than how I've broken it down before, but it'll make sense as we go through it. And there's four areas I want to talk about today. Number one, less competition, more collaboration. You are a team in marriage. I want you to think of it as the word marry. There's two R's in that word, marry. There's two R's in the word marriage. Two, it takes two, not just one. Now, yes, one can what? Yes, start a spark, but it still takes two eventually. So believe in your team. If you're keeping score, then think again. This is not about who's winning the fights or who's right. You are a team. Less competition, more collaboration. Work together, not against each other. So much of our marriages are spent going, huh, he did that. Well, I'm going to show him how it really needs to be done. That's competition. You're not playing on the same team. How can you win together as a team if you're not on the same team? Less is more. Number two, less jealousy, more admiration. Believe it or not, we can become jealous of our spouse for a lot of reasons. For example, maybe you're one who works at home and your spouse works away from home, wherever that is. You may be a little bit jealous and not even realize it, that they get some time away. She's away from the kids or away from the house. He's doing things and you're like, look at what I have to do. He just comes home and I have to have dinner ready, the house picked up, the kids have to be in some form or fashion, at least dressed if nothing else. Hopefully the house doesn't look like a tornado came through every single day. I just wish, right? Believe it or not, there's a form of jealousy there. And it's hard for us to admit that. I know, been there. And it's not that it's like, oh man, I just wish. You're not thinking of it like that. But it's these little underlining things that just begin to eat at you over time. Less jealousy, more admiration. Look up to what your spouse is doing. Praise them for what they're doing. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, you know what? He just only knew how easy he really has it. I have to sit here and da-da-da-da-da. You know, you've been there. Be honest with yourself. You can't have that dynamic marriage if you are not honest with number one, and that's you. You got to look at yourself. Less competition, more collaboration. Less jealousy, more admiration. Number three, less discouragement, more encouragement. Everyone gets tired. Everyone has bad days. But don't have a bad day every day. Encourage your spouse. Don't be so fussy and crabby all the time. I mean, I'm just going to say it like it is. No one likes it. I don't like it. Now, I know we're going to have those off days or those off moments. Hopefully, they're more like off moments than off days. And if they go on for too long, then maybe you need to be seeking out some professional help. And I mean that in all sincerity. When things linger 2-3 weeks to a month, start really thinking about what you need to do. And you might want to seek professional help, whether it's through counseling, coaching, going to your medical provider. It's important because sometimes things are going on that we don't realize. Our bodies are complicated and so is our minds. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of those that we love. But we certainly can't sit here and say we love our spouse if all we're doing is saying, oh, you're such a jerk. Why did you act that way? Why couldn't you have picked up your shoes already? Why do you have your laundry and your dirty clothes all over the floor? Why do you leave the toilet seat up? Why didn't you empty the dishwasher? Why didn't you go pick up the kids when I told you to? Why did I have to remind you? Seriously, we do this. And then on top of that, it's this whole idea of, you know, you could be better. How many times have I asked you to? Right? It's discouragement. How about encouragement? Thanks, babe, for doing that. I appreciate it. You did it without me even having to say anything. Thank you. That really helped me out today. Wow. Something as simple as that. Encouragement. And finally, number four, less criticism, more love. Now, I guess some of these kind of blend together because you can have discouragement and you really need more love. But the problem is that when we criticize, it comes more from an anger perspective. And it's not so much one that is of a discouraging. So we've got to criticize less and we've got to love more. You may not want to admit it, but it's so easy to criticize. We do it without even knowing it. Words, actions, tone of voice, body language. Yeah, think about what you say to your children and what you catch them doing. Believe it or not, you're probably doing the same thing. You may be rolling your eyes and not even realizing it. Let me give you just a totally free bonus here. You're going to be probably like, seriously, Christine, you want me to do that? Yeah, I really do. I know in the olden days, before cell phones, we used to have telephones, right, with cords. And then came the awesome battery phone where it would sit there, you know, hands-free. They'd call it the hands-free phone. And it would sit there and charge. You'd take it off the charger and you could walk around the house. Oh, how awesome. Well, I remember when I was much younger, but still I was probably, I don't know if I was in high school at that time. It had to have been in high school too, and definitely college. But when we had those phones where, or a really long cord, our kitchen cord, I kid you not, I don't know. It was probably one of those like 12 foot cords and they were the coil ones. So if you really stretched it, you could get like an extra 2+ feet with it. So you could go into like 3 different rooms of your house. I loved them. But one thing I did growing up was that when I would talk to my friends on the phone, I would look at myself in the mirror and I was engaged in the conversation. And this does take practice, mind you. I was engaged in the conversation. I was listening intently, but I was also watching my facial expressions. I was watching how my eyes looked different times. Did my mouth crinkle weird? I watched how I laughed. Did my shoulders come all the way up? Did I flail with my arms? You know, if it was a good belly laugh and I was just kind of all over it. Okay, obviously holding one hand for the phone, but at least one arm swinging. I paid attention to what I looked like. And then I moved on to the point of understanding the feeling of it within my body. So when I'm talking to someone, whether it's a stranger, my best friend, my mom, my dog, I know exactly what I look like. I know the quote unquote vibe that I'm giving off. I know the body language. I know if I'm rolling my eyes and I can feel it. Have you ever watched your child roll their eyes at you? And they do it. And honestly, sometimes I don't think they realize they're really doing it because they do it so often. Yeah, I have one of those children, and actually one of those children that I have, and I won't tell you if it's male or female. I'll just leave it as a child. And in this discovery over time, many years, this child is now understanding how much he or she would do this. And they've become aware of it. And now it doesn't happen as often. It does happen, but not as often. And a lot of it is what? It's personal awareness. What did I say about tearing those walls down? It's the reflection, what we see. It's important. It comes from what? Our insecurities. So how do you remove those? You got to get comfortable with yourself. So believe it or not, your bonus is stand in front of the mirror and talk on the phone. Just watch what you do. Even when you text, stand in the mirror. I know it's you can't do it all the time, but on the weekends or something, if you're going to go text someone, go and text and then every once in a while glance up and see kind of what you're doing. Like, do you smile a little bit? Because if you watch people text, I know I do watch people text, and it's funny because they'll have expressions and they don't even know they're doing it. I watch my children do it. And I'm sitting there going, I bet you're, I get a whole conversation and no one has said a word to me. I'm just watchful. Okay, so that's your big bonus for today. Number one, less competition, more collaboration. Number two, less jealousy, more admiration. Number three, less discouragement, more encouragement. And finally, number four, less criticism, more love. Tear down the walls. Your marriage can be incredible, but you have to be willing to put the work into it. And when you tear down those walls, what's happening? It's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. It works in all areas, doesn't it, of our life? It's the one step, the baby step, the one that you're thinking, it's not going to make that big of a difference. Oh, yes, it will. Give it a moment in time. So what you do today, be very aware. Be aware of your vibe that you're giving off. Are you building up the walls when really you need to be tearing them down? Think about it. You don't have to say anything vocally unless if your marriage is at the point where you could have these conversations. When I coach, it's important to have role play so people can understand, okay, if I'm in this situation, how can I respond? It gives them something tangible, a tool. When you're looking at what you're doing, you are analyzing it, going, okay, what can I do now differently that's not going to build up that wall, but it's going to tear it down? How do I want to present my love to my spouse? Think about that question. How do I want to present my love to my spouse? Do I want to build up this wall and maybe catch her on the other side once in a while? Maybe wave at him as he drives off to work? Or do I want to tear down that wall so I can embrace every single day in love like none other? This is a way that you can enhance your marriage. It's going to take work, but I know you can do it. So tear down the walls. It's so worth it. I know. I've done it. I have worked on it. And it has taken time. My husband and I have done it together. We've worked on our own stuff. Then we've brought it together. And there are still some things we're working out. And there are some things that creep in every once in a while. And you're like, oh, where did this come from? Oh, this old habit that was like buried, you know, 10 years ago is coming back. It's like a weed. Yeah, get it. Pull it out. You don't want it in there anymore. You got this. Go out today. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.